Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, rodeo fans of Making Eight Mania. This is pro rodeo announcer Brett Weldon, inviting you to step back on the ranch with Making Eight. So get a grip, because the show starts now.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Put your hands together for this next cowboy. He has written his last seven moves, and tonight he's going to try and make it eight.
Here comes the boom sound.
Afternoon, rodeo fans and Making Eight Maniacs. That's right. What do you know? We are back home in the Sunshine State of Florida. And joining me tonight, we're actually on the road still. just drove about 40 miles in Arcadia to pick up Mrs. Making Eight. So joining me here in the mobile truck, and I will tell you, this is a mobile office, and we'll explain why here in a little bit, in just a few minutes in our show. But I will tell you this, we are glad to be back home. 18 days on the road, and what do you say, Miss Making Eight?
I'm so happy to see you. I'm a Making Eight fan.
Yeah, she's a little overwhelmed here, it's been like 18 days, so. Yeah, we're going to rock and roll back to the house. We're going to shoot this broadcast. Hopefully our service does well. We usually break out a little bit, and we apologize for that. If we have some audio issues here as we're heading back home. But I got to tell you, we have got some diehard fans. I have never seen anything like what took place last night. We did a fantastic broadcast. I was so pleased with the broadcast that we had in Raleigh, North Carolina, for the NBR and the PBVA finals. You talk about just jam up. It was a great bull ride. The last ride, who was going to win the finals championship? It was exciting. It was really exciting. We were just pleased to have the opportunity to be there on short notice, and we're excited for it. And I got to tell you that we have got some cool things in the works. We're going to let you know more about them here in just a few minutes as well. We got a great show lined up for you. I know that we saw a lot of you fans over at the Short Go with Mike Anderson. And, we really enjoyed being able to sit back with McKinnon Wimberly's dad and listen to him talk a lot about rodeo. It was really impressive. I just absolutely thought it was the coolest thing. Great job, Mike, out there. I believe you're listening in, and we sure appreciate you for plugging us and allowing us to jump on board with you. But we're going to take a short break here, fans, and when we come back, we're going to get down to it. We got a whole lot of information to bring to you, about 18 days worth and about 10 hours worth of a road trip. We'll let you know what's going on when we come back. Don't go anywhere, fans. You're listening to the Back on the Ranch show with Making Eight, your official voice of Buckers Now and Rainbow Apparel.
Me and my boy came to the rodeo. I'm gonna fill our pockets and oh no. I'm gonna fill that old Cadillac. Radio crank up the seat, crank back. I'm gonna stick my hand up in that rope. 99 and a better 92. And them fans are standing up on their feet. They're gonna make a hero out of me. 'Cause you know you wanna win the round. So when that brindle comes around, you better got your hammer down. Don't quit till your head hits the ground. Go on and lift the leg and spur. You got to get up in the neck. Step off and pick up your chain. Know it's been a long, hard road. You're fighting your head because you're going broke. With your head held way down low. Hit up your buddy at the rodeo. Now you pick your chin up off the ground. Said, boy, you better listen to me now. You know you wanna win the round. But when that brindle comes around, you better cock your hammer down. Don't quit till your head hits the ground. Go on and lift the leg of fur. You got to get up in the neck. Step off and pick up your chain, yeah. Turn around the hill, man, it's gonna be rough. Best of the best, man, it's gonna be tough. Just a friendly talk, father and son. Said, son, I know that you're number one. But you know it's like I always said. Just right before you nod your head. You know you wanna win the round. So when that brindle comes around, you better cock your hammer down. Don't quit till your head hits the ground. Go on and lift the leg and spur. You got to get up in the neck. Step off and pick up your chain, yeah.
This is Wrangler National Finals Rodeo announcer Roger Mooney. When you get ready to get a grip and get explosive, get all of your bull riding info on Makin8.com. Tune it in, rip off the knob, and let's get hide, hump, hooves, and horns. Makin8 is a winner.
Oh, that's right. Well, it is back on the ranch time right here with Makin8, your official voice of Buckers Now, and Rank Bull Farrell. And that's right, we did make that announcement last night with Carter Hall in Raleigh, North Carolina. You talk about an exciting, exciting weekend. We have had an exciting 18-day road trip. We've been out in Muscle Shoals, Alabama, Coleman, Alabama, Murfreesboro, Tennessee. We're down in Georgia. We're up in Clinton, North Carolina. I'm telling you, it's been exciting. But I'll tell you what, the showstopper was definitely, this was what it was all about right here. We packed up our truck last night. We had a 10-hour road trip ahead of us. We knew it was time to get on home. So what we did was is we thought we would invite you fans along, let y'all ride along with us. Well, guess what? We had a few of you there. And not only were you there, but we had a few fans stick around for the entire 10-hour trip. That's right. It is the most amazing thing I've ever seen. For you guys to be our traveling partner as we headed on down the road, headed back home to Florida, and sat back as we brought you the broadcast. And really, I thought it went quite well. Now, I will tell you, we did not archive all 10 hours, but we did archive the last hour, bringing you on home. And if you missed it, get on over to the makeit.com, check out the Life on the Road, and you'll see it right there. It is in the archives. We even called Cat Johnson, and of course, if you guys were watching our video broadcast last night, you had the opportunity to see her down with us right there on the Bucking Chutes. Mrs. Macon, hey, you've been down there on the Bucking Chutes. How exciting is it to be right there in the thick of things when those bull riders are gearing up, getting their stuff ready, and you know, just that excitement that's there. It doesn't compare to sitting in the stands, does it?
Oh, not even close. It is really exciting down there. And those guys are so polite and everything down there.
And they really are. And Kat Johnson got an experience of that. And we were so pleased to have her down there with us. You talk about, I was just as excited to have Kat Johnson down there with us as she was to be down there with Macon 8 and the rest of the bull riders down there with the NBR. I mean, really, you know, and she's sponsoring one of them. And I said, you know, she needs to have that experience. She deserves that for what she does for the sport. And, well, shoot, all of you Macon 8 maniacs do, you know. I mean, you fans that are out there are just so dedicated. And, you know, I've got to get a shout-out. Miss Melanie and Miss Emily, those two cowgirls are, you know, are cowgirl tough. These girls have been out doing it all day long. They've been awake. We hit the 24-hour mark. I know that I actually know that Emily was out all day yesterday. She was over 24 hours through this morning, but she stuck with us for that 10-hour road trip from Raleigh, North Carolina, all the way down. And if you guys want to talk, we talked about everything under the sun, and you talk about exciting. And if you guys missed out, you really missed out. You know, we did see a lot of you in there. Bob jumped on and gave us a call, or popped in the chat room and whatnot and said hello to us while she was at work, and that was great. We just, you know, I can't say enough about you fans and what you guys are doing for the sport, but also for us. It just means so much to have, you know, good fans like that. So, you know, for their hard efforts as they sat there and were our traveling partners for 10 hours, that's like a, you know, that's a telethon all over. I mean, I just couldn't believe it, you know. You guys are getting the Macon 8 shirts coming at you. We're going to autograph them and send them out there to you. You deserve it.
So I get to autograph it too?
No, you weren't on that 10-hour trip. No, you were not on the 10-hour trip. So, anyways, we're going to cruise, get down to it. We got a lot of information to talk about. PBR, Oklahoma City, wrapping up their third round. It's going to be broadcast tonight on Versus right after our Back on the Ranch show, which we did adjust the time for. We are proud to say that we are glad to do that. We don't want to try to compete with the Versus. We want to give you guys an opportunity to watch PBR and what's going on there. So we did adjust our times, and we're going to continue to do that around the PBR schedule. Let's see. Yes, absolutely. I see that Ms. Donna is in the chat room, and they put up with me for 10 hours. And I'm telling you, there was some stuff that went on that 10 hours. I was singing. I was dancing in the truck. Yeah. It's a good thing that not everybody was tuned in, but it was wild. We had a lot of fun, and you asked them, you know, just how much fun it was, and I'm sure they'll tell you it really was. It almost made me get ready to turn around and go back out for another 10 hours, but I'm just not quite ready yet. Well, thank you. I see that, you know, like I said, we're going to be flexible. We've got to be flexible as bull ride fans, PBR fans, Macon 8 fans. Hey, we got to be flexible in this industry. So, you know, we're not going to try to compete with anything else that's going on. And, you know, if they change their broadcast at 3 o'clock, we might jump back up here to the 8 o'clock hour. We'll just have to see, you know. But for right now, obviously, PBR was broadcasting round 3 tonight at 8 o'clock Eastern time, and or 9 o'clock Eastern time. No, 8 o'clock Eastern time. That's right. Coming up in about 45 minutes. So right after this show, you know, we want to make sure that you guys have the opportunity to sit back and check it out. And so we adjusted our time, and we're glad that we got all of our Macon 8 maniacs over here hanging out here with us. We've even got some new ones. I saw some new screen names popping up in there, and, you know, it looks like they've flipped out. But, shoot, we're just glad to have them in there. And if you're a guest or if you're tuning in for the first time, we want to say how much we appreciate you guys. We cannot say enough about the sponsors that came through for this 18-hour road trip. Mrs. Macon 8, how did you hold down the fort while we were gone?
Oh, I did my best.
Well, you know, we had a clean house anyways. The kids seemed to be clean, and they weren't running up, you know, so that's a good thing. We're so glad to see them, and really excited to see Dad, and made my day. You know, I didn't sleep a whole lot because I had to hang out with them for a bit, you know, but, well, shoot, you know, I've seen you all of, what, 15 minutes now? We've been online the whole entire time. So, you know, it is what it is. We're here for you fans, and we're going to be bringing it to you tomorrow. We'll be back on the Lunch Hour Show. And, you know, I got to tell you, you guys have got to try to tune in to our Lunch Hour Shows this week because we've got so much information crammed in, you know, out of this 18-day road trip and the PBR events that are going on. And, well, shoot, just everything that's going on in bull riding and rodeo, we want to make sure we get it all to you. So we're going to kind of break things down. See, thanks for the reminder, Miss Donna. You see, you keep me out of trouble. I appreciate that. Now, we knew it was Valentine's Day tomorrow, and, yes, we will do something for her. I brought some stuff back from the road, so not my MBR jacket. Not my MBR jacket.
I don't think
the
Zebra one when you get it.
No, not that one either. I earned those. Those are like belt buckles, you know, be able to have those finals jackets. And man, you can't say enough about Zebra, you know, National Bull Riders, PBBA. You know, these guys really came together for us and really catered to us and opened the door for us to come in and bring you fans some great bull riding and some great barrel racing. We were really excited. I'm overwhelmed. Almost cannot talk. Because I've been talking for 10 hours on the trip down. I'm telling you, my throat is so sore, ladies, but we were so good. I could not have made that trip in 10 hours straight down without those fans.
Oh, I'm thankful for them talking to you all night, making sure you were safe. That gave me a chance to sleep for work today.
Yeah, because normally I would have called Kelly to try to keep me awake because we headed down that road. But it worked out. We had our fans in there.
I agree 100%
with. Oh, Miss Donna. Oh, you're hurting my feelings. I see the comment coming in the chat room right now, and that's just devastating to me that will be the day that Scott can't talk, huh? Yeah, you're busted, that's for sure. And you're lucky that you're just recovering, and we're hoping that your recovery is going well. But, shoot, you keep it up, and, you know, we're working behind the scenes. Go right back to work tomorrow. We're trying to line a deal up to get to Stevensville, Texas, to bring you, the fans, the broadcast of that McKinnon-Wimberly, Jody Newberry fundraiser, that bull ride that they're doing to raise money for them. We have the opportunity to bring it to you on the World Wide Web, on Making8.com, on BuckersNow.com. That's right. And we have the opportunity to do it. We need some sponsors on board. So if you guys know some guys that would like to have us out there in Stevensville, Texas, you tell them about us. Got to be a short notice deal. We'll put it together. We put Vegas together in a week. We did the IFR in a week. We could do this one here in a week. Love to make it happen. But I tell you, if we do, Miss Donna, don't make me drive up there and whoop up on you a little bit. Oh, am I catching this right? That you will not be able to come down to Stevensville, Texas on Sunday? Oh, I hope that's not the case. I really do. That is devastating to me. You know, we have been out on the road. We had 2G Bucking Bulls out in Oklahoma with us. We had Miss Kat Johnson up in Raleigh, North Carolina with us. We got to have some more Making 8 Maniacs on board with us down here. And I'll tell you, you ask Miss Kat Johnson right now just what kind of experience you could get by hanging out with Making 8 a little bit.
It might be a little scary, though.
A little scary? Oh, come on. How do you figure? I mean, really, we gave Kat the opportunity of a lifetime. You know, I can't say that. We did not give her that opportunity. The NBR just opened up the door, and they allowed us the opportunity, and we said, you know what? There's nobody more deserving to be able to be down there on those bucking shoots. Nobody that we knew of there at that event put in more hard work for the bull riders and for the sport itself than Kat Johnson. She deserves to be down there hanging out with us, and we are glad to have that happen. Wow, there's Miss Barb throwing in our link woman, and we love it. Yes, please, you guys shoot emails over to these guys and tell them how much you appreciate not just having the video broadcast, but having Make an Eight there to bring you the broadcast. As you know, we really just so much enjoyed having all of you guys there. Really did. And I see we're going through some rough areas here. Hopefully my connection will stay with us and we won't drop the call. But, you know, it is what it is. We're all on the road. We're heading home. And I'm going to tell you right now, when I get home, I don't think I'm going to leave for a week. At least until Friday, if the case is that we can go to Stevensville.
And this trip, I get to go with you.
Yes, and we put it together. Mrs. Making Eight will be out there with us, and we will do another on-the-road series. We'll do it for a 16-hour road trip. We'll put the cameras up. We'll let you sit back and chat with us as we go on down the road, and I'm telling you, it was a lot of fun. Now, granted, I don't expect anybody to make a 16-hour marathon with us on the road, but I will tell you right now that if you guys come in there anytime, pop in, pop out, we'd love to have you guys over there with us and saying hey. As we, shoot, like I said, we laugh, we cut up, we had a great time. We talked about everything under the sun, I think. Emily says she's going to be in again for sure. She even took the time to call us. We had a little contest between the girls to see which one could get on the horn with us the fastest, and Emily had the quick fingers, and she had us on speed dial. So she called us up, and we sat back, and we talked a little bit. You know, she's got a bunch of interesting stories. And we're going to talk about those later on. We're not going to talk about them now, but, you know, she's a huge rodeo fan. She's going to over 26 events this year.
Wow.
Just to support the PRCA, CBR, PBR events. You talk about exciting? Wow. I want to ride on her coattails for those 26, you know, 26 events. That would be really cool. And hopefully we'll be able to cross paths out there, and we'll get her down there with us and hanging out with the Making Eight fans, get her up on the camera a little bit. I don't know, though. 16 hours is a long time, and if that happens, we're going to have to let y'all know so y'all have time to prepare for it, because that was, yeah, most definitely, that was a marathon. I don't think, I just don't know how anybody could have sat back for the entire 10 hours, you know?
I'm starting to get a little worried, though. You do a 16-hour trip. If I sit over here and try to snooze, you're going to have that camera on me, picking on me.
Oh, yeah, I'll definitely do that. But then again, I'll probably take a nap myself. So, yeah, you know, then again, if you're driving, I might not be able to.
Oh, come on now.
So, yeah, but we're looking forward to it. We'll see if we can't put something together. So it's got to be a last-minute deal, though. The reason why they're doing this is because the Iron Cowboy coming up this next Saturday night in Arlington. And then, of course, like I said, it was a great opportunity for the you know, for the PBR Bull Riders to come down and support this fundraiser. And we should see a lot of those guys there. And we have the opportunity to bring them to you, the fans, so you guys have an opportunity to see these guys as well. We'll have some fun with it. We'll see where it goes, you know. But I can assure you one thing. If it happens, we're going to work hard for you and make this thing big. Looks like we got a caller on the line here on our Back on the Ranch Sunday night show. We haven't had one here in a couple weeks because we've been out and about, hitting the road. Hard and heavy all over the southeast. So let's see if we can't bring them on. 662, you're on the Back on the Ranch show.
Scott, how's it going, bud?
Well, good. It has to be Mr. Mike Anderson there with the radio, and we just had on. Hey, Mike.
Yeah, man, I'm here. You know, just talking about the benefit deal down there in Stevensville, just to remind everybody that this is an open bull ride. If you know any bull riders is around the area or anywhere that wants to be a part of a bull ride, and it's going to pay out pretty decent, $1,500 added, and can enter for $75 entry fee, and get the ride in front of, well, I'm sure it's going to be a very large crowd, and get to be a part of being around all these PBR big names, superstars, and, you know, get to ride in front of a lot of great people. So if you know anybody that wants to be a part of that, get them out there, get them a part of it, and would love to see you guys out there, man.
Yeah, you bet, Mike. We'll absolutely work on that, man. And like I said, Lord willing, something that door will open up for us, and maybe we could be there to put it out online and bring it to all the fans that can't be down there in Stevensville. But you bet you, it's going to be a great time, Mike. Appreciate what you did earlier today with Joe Wimberly and having Joe take care of us. McKinnon's condition, you know, and how he's doing. Man, he's a great story. I'd love to sit back with him on the phone sometime. And a lot about rodeo and bull riding. That guy knows a little bit about it.
He sure does, man. I guarantee you. He's got a lot of great stories, and I've sat down and had a chance to talk with him several times about some old-time stories. And he's full of them, and he's a great guy. And McKinnon is a I don't know if you've ever got a chance to meet McKinnon, but McKinnon is almost a spitting image of his dad. He's an old-time Western guy. He's still into riding, roping, and riding bulls. So you know, he can ride a horse. He can use rope. He's a cattleman. So like I said, I can't wait to see him back on a bull, and at least not. I can't wait to see him back at a PBR event. And yeah, just keep plugging along like you're doing, and enjoying everything you're doing, man. Take care, Scott.
All right, Mike. Take care, buddy. Take care. We'll talk at you.
Bye-bye.
All right, guys, that was Mike Anderson. If you guys had the opportunity, you jumped down to Short Go Radio. We've got his player up there on making8.com on the homepage. You can just scroll down there on the radio. You'll see the archives right there, and you guys can tune in and listen as he sits back with Joe Wimberly and gives us a McKinnon update on how things are going with him. And it was really a pleasure to have Joe with Mike there, and it was a great little show. Unfortunately, you know, they're only doing 30-minute segments, and they roll so fast, you know. They really do, but it was our pleasure to be able to bring it out there to you fans and help promote it a little bit. We're going to continue to do that with Mike. So you guys stay tuned and get a grip for that. But we got about 30 minutes left in our show. We have not even given out the phone number yet, 646-915-9940. If you guys don't want to jump on the horn, we'll talk with you. You can ask some of our diehard Make It 8 maniacs out there, Miss Melanie and Miss Emily. They know. We'll talk about anything under the sun. You can bet on it. So let's see if we can't slide down, find a good song to get y'all kicked off here on a Sunday night as we get ready to start the work week. That's right. We're going back to it, back to work Monday tomorrow. But make no mistake, we'll be here on Valentine's Day. And we're going to throw out a good Valentine's Day special tomorrow on the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show. So you guys make sure to stay tuned to that. Let's see what we can find for a good song here. You know what? Been talking a lot about this guy. You guys have heard his music on the video broadcast that we've been bringing to you. There's no better fitting a little bit of Luke Kaufman and the Rank Bull Anthem. All right, let's see what we got here. Oh,
you're back now.
There we go, back at it. Sorry about those technical difficulties there, fans, but, hey, you know how it is when we're on the road. We ran into very few of those on our video broadcast last night, didn't we there, ladies? Our young fans that were hanging out, Miss Emily and Miss Melanie, enjoying a 10-hour road trip with Making Eight. The only thing better that I think we could have had was, you know, had a couple bull riders piled up in here with us. And shoot, you know how those stories go, man. We have a great time, and we sure did enjoy it. You know, like I said, I could not have our trip by myself down the road. I'd have been pulled off somewhere sleeping for a couple hours. But, hey, we got into talking, and we just had so much fun. We just kept booking down the road. It was really cool. And hopefully everybody's up, back up and running with us, and we're not having any more issues. The chat room got kind of quiet on us, so I'm not sure what's going on there. But, hey, we are glad to have you all here with us. And got to let you all know, PBR round one and two. Now, this was a cool thing, too. When we were on our way back home, Miss Emily out there, one of our diehard Making Eight fans, actually DVR'd the broadcast last night. During our road trip, she was commentating for us and giving us up-to-date stats on the replay of what was taking place. So we kind of got some deals there. We kind of caught wind. I guess Chris Shivers got hung up a little bit. It was a scary moment. He led round one, which was real impressive. It's good to see a veteran cowboy like that go back at it. I know the Brazilians had some troubles there early on. Some of the guys that we've seen week in and week out so far, but you know, hey, I think we're in the fifth week of the series here of the year, the 2011 season. So these guys have a long ways to go, and that competition is going to get heated up. You can bet on it. Austin Meyer, I was really impressed with his outcome this weekend. Don't want to talk about round three just in case a lot of y'all haven't seen it. We'll talk about it tomorrow for sure. We'll talk about the overall results, just where we're at with it tomorrow. But being that the Versus is going to be on immediately following our show in about 25 minutes, we don't want to talk a whole lot about it. I don't know if I can talk a whole lot about it. My voice is about gone. It really is. I feel it just tensing up there. I know it's about shot. Let's see. I see Miss Melanie says that she's listening on her phone. You know, and that was – like I said, it was just so cool to have you guys hanging out with us. Oh, wow, yeah, Austin Meyer matched up with Big Tex in the Ironman competition. You know, that's going to be a matchup. Oh, I look forward to that next weekend. Wow. And I will tell you guys this. If we do not get out to Stevensville this weekend, now if we do get to Stevensville, we will try to make it to Cowboy Dave's PBR meetup that he's holding. Not real sure where yet, so you guys will have to stay tuned to PBR Get Tough, and you can stay tuned to Making Eight. As we catch wind, we're going to let you know where it's going to be. He's still looking for that last-minute location there, right around the stadium there in Arlington. Should be a good time, and he is going to be doing a live video stream from what I understand, and we will be catering to that, posting that out there for the fans that can't make it there. But in the case that we cannot be there, I will tell you this, that we are going to be down here hanging out with Luke Kaufman, Matt Merritt, and the Southern States Bull Riders as they hit off their finals this weekend. And I know Miss Megan A says, you know what, it don't matter. She's going to be back around the rodeos. She's got the weekend off. And
I'm going to be around cowboys. That's all that matters.
Yeah, it's going to be, you know, and that definitely is, you know, I mean, I know she's been kind of deprived here lately. She's been the right-hand man, you know, going down the roads and trying to get this deal rolling. So it's really good to see that, you know, she'll be able to get back around these bull ridings one way or another. Either we're going to do it in Texas or we're going to do it out here. But I'd much prefer to go to Stevensville, to be honest with you. You know, Florida weather, it came down here, it was nice and hot. Hey, I got enough of it. You know, I'm ready to go wherever. Wherever the rodeo road takes us, right?
That's right. I'm excited about going to Texas. I really want to go out there. But if not, I won't be disappointed because I get to see a lot of friends right out here.
That's right. Yeah, we do have our rodeo family down here. And speaking of rodeo family, we actually had our 12-year-old get out on some steers yesterday.
My number one bull rider.
Yeah, number one bull rider. Well, only because his old man ain't riding, right?
Well, I don't know about that.
I hear you. Well, You know, we've been working with him. He rode a lot last year, but he's still got a lot of work to go, but trying to get him in some practice pens, that type of thing. You know, but he's been real busy with school. So he comes down there, and this kid turns out his best ride that he's ever had. And, you know, he's got one of the guys that is going to be at the Southern States Finals, BJ Carter, a good friend of ours. He was actually on our show, one of our very first broadcasts that we had done. He had called in a few times. BJ Carter's a great guy, great hand, good bull rider. And he was down there pulling his rope and kind of helping him coach in the box. And kid comes out, turns out his best bull ride. He did get a little shaken up, though. He found out what it was like to be a bull rider, didn't he?
He certainly did.
Yeah, he got stepped on, I guess. You know, and that was the biggest thing, is just his try and efforts. You know, he wasn't going to quit. He wasn't going to open his hand until he heard a whistle. And, unfortunately, he was up underneath the bull, you know, right at that time, and he ended up getting stepped on.
He did.
And he took a shot to the groin. He's all right. He's got a little knot there, and he's a little beat up. I said, well, you know, bud, that's life of a bull rider. You know, I said, those bumps and bruises, they come every day, don't they?
They do, and I tell you what, he is proud of those ripped jeans that he's got now. But from what I've heard, because I missed his ride by 10 minutes, but he got on that bull and rode it a couple jumps, and the bull made a sharp turn, and he came off to the side, and he held on to that bull on the side before he finally ended up underneath it.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, we're really proud of him, and I'm actually seeing in the chat room right now, we do need to get a printed sheet for the Iron Cowboy and see how that's going to play out. We'll talk about that this week leading up into that event. I will tell you what, Miss Donna, if you're going to be around and we're heading to Stephensville, Texas, we'll swing by and pick you up. You can bet on that. You need a ride, we'll come give you a ride, won't we?
Sure.
There's always room in this old truck for another Making Eight Maniac. You can bet on that. So, yeah, we'll see what we can do. No promises. We need to get some sponsors. Need to get their name out there. If they got their name and they want to put it on one of the biggest events for Making Eight, the season, to be out there doing that benefit bull ride, and it's all for such a great cause, to raise money for Jody and for McKinnon Wimberly and their recoveries, you know, absolutely. We need to work on it. So we'll let y'all know our overall cost is $1,500. We need three sponsors at $500 a piece, or we can get two and we can break it up, however the case may be. That's our price. That's what we're looking at. That's what we need to go. That's our goal for the week. That's our mission for Making Eight. And if you guys know somebody, I know that you guys have been out there spreading the word about us and, spreading it like wildfire. And, you know, we can continue to do that, give you guys the opportunity to see what's going on right there. We could have you're not going to see it televised. It's not something that'll be on Versus. So it'd be the opportunity that Making Eight can bring it to you live right there from Stephensville. So hopefully you guys will be able to jump on board and we can make this deal happen. We're going to go to work for you, not going to make any promises, but we are certainly going to try our best. We know that Matt Buckers now is working at it. We got Rank Bull working behind the scenes trying to get us some deals lined up, see if we can't make this deal work. Got to tell you, really enjoyed hanging out with Carter Hall this weekend. Great bullfighter. Just to have him up there in the booth with us, you know, and talking with us a little bit. We really did. We had a lot of fun. And you guys went over and watched the broadcast. If you didn't, it's in the archives. You guys can go back and watch the archives of the two rounds at the NBR's finals and the PBBA finals. It was one of our best. We really enjoyed it, and I look forward to doing it a whole lot more. So this is only the beginning. 2011 is just getting started. You know, we're just wrapping up these finals from 2010 with Zebra and NBR. You know, Southern States coming up this weekend. 2011 is going to be huge. We're just stepping into that game.
Yeah, we are. And guess what? We're closer to our $1,500. All we need now is $1,498.02.
Yeah, that's right. I see we got some donations already coming in. So, hey, great. We'll take whatever we can get to get us there, you know. And we had to count pennies to get home and pay our gas, but we made it happen there for those 18 days, and we're just happy to do it. So, I see Miss Barbara. Now, I'll tell you what. I don't know what we would do without her. She's just posting links left and right for us, and we're so pleased with that. But, hey, I'm going to tell you what, fans – We're about 3 minutes away from the house. You've been at work for 12 hours today.
I've been at work for 14 hours today.
That's right. You did go in early. You know what? I think we're gonna launch this show, close it out, wind it down just a little bit early today. I hope y'all can forgive us. We're going to come back at it on the Lunch Hour Show come tomorrow, 12:30 Eastern Standard Time, as always. And, hey, you know what? We want you guys to enjoy the night. Go watch some PBR. And let us know what's going on. Post it up there, and we'll be following the tweets and keeping up with you guys. But, hey, it's been 18 days on the road, and I'm ready to go home. You know, got behind the wheel again to go pick up Mrs. Making 8. Yeah, we're ready to close that door. And man, it felt so good to lay down in my own daggone bed, though, I'll tell you that.
I'm sure. We're going to be busy putting together a new one tomorrow.
Yeah, that's right. We got to go into town and pick up a new bedroom set, too. So, anyways, I think we're going to wrap up our show here, fans. Like I said, we're on the downhill slide here, getting ready to pull on down. And, hey, if you guys missed the opportunity to watch us live on the road, we did have a conversation with Kat Johnson. We put her on the net. We put her on the broadcast as she was heading home to New York, and we're glad to see that her and her husband made it home safely. But, absolutely, 100%. You guys go back and check that out. I know the links were posted in there, and if you guys missed that, make sure to get over and watch it. It's about an hour long, maybe a little over, as we're winding things down around the Tampa area, kind of coming on down the home stretch. And shoot, you guys can even see the Making 8 Ranch. We put that straight up all the way up to the driveway. So thank you guys once again. Got to thank Emily and Melanie for jumping on board. You guys make sure to give me your email. Send it to scottmesick@making8.com. And you guys make sure to send me your address so we can get out to the post office and get that sent out to you, okay? On behalf of Buckers Now, Rod Rank Apparel, and all of our sponsors for this 18-day road trip, I want to thank all of you guys for tuning in and checking us out. Go check out the archives. Make sure to drop some email to the association to tell them how much you appreciate having Making 8 there and bringing you guys to broadcast, okay? I guess we will see you tomorrow, 12:30 Eastern Standard Time for the Lunch Hour Radio Show. Until then, there, fans, y'all get a grip with Making 8.
Listening to a radio station where the mighty hosts of heaven sing. Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
If you want to feel those good vibrations coming from the joy that his love can bring, turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on. Turn your radio on.
Get in touch with God.